Today Shir's Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amabez at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. As we've learned a number of times, the halacha is that if most of the tzibur is tamei, then the halacha is we bring the Karm Pesach b'tuma. So teaches us the Mishnah, Chamish Dvarim Ba'am b'tuma. There are five kabonis, not just the Karm Pesach, that are brought when somebody is tamei. And as the Mefarshim explained, this Mishnah comes into our Masechta because, as I just mentioned, the Karm Pesach is brought b'tuma, and since the Karm Pesach is brought b'tuma, so too are these kabbanis brought b'tuma. And not only is the halacha that these kabbanis are brought b'tuma, but we're going to learn the halachas of these kabbanis first, because the halachas about these kabbanis when they're brought b'tuma are much less than all the details about a Karm Pesach that's brought b'tuma. So first we're going to study what is the halacha regarding these kabbanis, and after we learn those halachas, then we're going to go into the halachas of Karm Pesach. So the kabbanis that are brought if Rav of the Tzibur are Tameim, or if the Kahanim are Tameim, or if the Kalim, in which they prepare Kabbanis, are Tameim, and all these cases, the carbon is brought, these Kabbanis that we're just about to speak about, are brought with Tumah. However, Ein in the Cholim B'Tumah. Even though we brought the carbon in the various circumstances that we just discussed, the halacha is they're not allowed to be eaten. Because unlike the Karm Pesach, which we're going to be speaking about soon, the kabbanis are not primarily brought in order to be eaten. The kabbanis are brought to bring a kapara. And therefore, even though we brought the carbon betuma because of the circumstances that were beyond our control, even though we brought the kabbanis because of circumstances that were beyond our control, that doesn't mean we have a right to eat the kabbanis when they're tamei. We've accomplished what we've needed to be accomplished by bringing the carbon, doing the zrikas adam. Unlike, as we're going to learn in a moment, the carbon Pesach, which is primarily bought l'tzorech achila, and therefore when the circumstances allow us to bring the Karm Pesach b'tuma, we even eat it b'tuma. When we speak about the carbon not being allowed to be eaten when it's tamei, it doesn't make a difference if the meat became tamei because the kahanim who brought this carbon were tamei, and therefore by coming in contact with the carbon, they made the carbon tamei. Or even if the meat is not tamei, but the person who wants to eat it is tamei, the halacha is they may not be eaten b'tuma, because as we just learned, all these kabbanis are brought b'tuma, however they're not eaten b'tuma. That is the way most Rishonim learn. There are Rishonim that learn that let's say the meat didn't become tamei, and you have a kohen or Yisrael in a carbon that may be eaten by Yisrael, but if you have the meat that's not tamei, and the person who's supposed to eat from that meat that's not tamei, what's going to be the halacha? Rashi seems to learn that the Mishnah is teaching us ein in the cholim b'tuma, that if these are the circumstances by which this carbon is being brought, the halacha is that ein in the cholim b'tuma, this carbon may not be eaten. There are other Rishonim who disagree, and they say that even these kabbanis that may not be eaten, b'tuma, if we have a situation where it's not tamei and the person who wants to eat from the carbon is not tamei, we should allow him to eat from the carbon Pesach. So which are the kabbanis? The shtei alochim, the shtei lechem, which is brought on Shavuos. Ha'omer, we know on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan, they bring a carbon omer of barley flour, it's treated like a carbon mincha, where kaimitz of that carbon is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is eaten by the Kohanim, like by all carbon minchas, and from then on, people may eat from the Chodosh, from any grain that took root after last year, second day Pesach, till this year's second day Pesach. Shtei lechem, on Shavuos, they bring a carbon that involves bringing two chalas, and those two chalas are brought together with two animals, which are the Shalmeichag, which are the Shlomim, that are brought on Yontif, and those breads are divided amongst the different Kohanim who are part of that week's, who are doing the Avodah. The Zivche Shal Mitzvah, those are the two Kvosim that are brought on Shavuos, like we just mentioned, together with the Shtei Lechem, that brought a Shal Mitzvah. The Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, the Karbonis that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, all of these Karbonis are brought with Tumah, but they may not be eaten with Tumah. However, HaPesach, just like we mentioned, the Pesach is different. The Pesach, Shabbat v'tumah, a Karban Pesach that's brought when people are tameh, the halacha is nechal v'tumah, maybe even eaten when people are tameh. Because as we said, the entire purpose of the Karban Pesach, shaloi ba mitchila, lasai, the entire purpose of bringing the Karban Pesach is ela lachila, it's brought for eating. So once we were allowed to bring it, based on the halacha that we learned of Tumma Hutra B'tzibah, Tumma D'chui B'tzibah, as we're going to discuss, once we're allowed to bring it, then we're allowed to eat it, because that's the whole point. The Sfasemis, however, makes an interesting point. He says that although the halacha is that the Karban Tumma, the Karban Pesach may be eaten with Tumma, as we just explained, we're only allowed to do the minimum. So as we've discussed previously, the halacha is that when somebody brings a Karban Pesach and we divide it amongst the members of the group, there's no limitation how much meat of the Karban Pesach you could eat. On the contrary, an argument could be made that you should eat a lot of the meat because Chas V'Sholem, we don't want that you should be left with any noiser. But although that's the halacha by a Karban Pesach, that even though that's normally the halacha, says the Sfasemis, here the halacha is that we give everybody just the minimal amount. Everybody just gets a kezayis of the Karban Pesach, and they don't get any more because we have no right to eat more than just what the halacha requires us to bring. The Or Sameach also discusses, as we mentioned many times, the Karban Pesach is a unique mitzvah saseh. Normally, there's no punishment for the violation of a mitzvah saseh. But at Karban Pesach, not only is there a punishment, there's a very serious punishment, kares. Says the Or Sameach, it could be that he makes an argument that in a year where the Pesach is brought with Tumah, and even though, as we just learned, when the Pesach may be brought with Tumah, but if somebody did not participate and bring a Karban Pesach under those circumstances, the halacha will be that the chiyuv koris that one gets for not bringing Karban Pesach, the halacha is that you won't get koris. So the Mishnah begins the Gemara, use the number chamisha. The Mishnah used the number 5 to indicate these 5 kabbonis have this halacha. Says the Gemara, l'muti mai, what is the Mishnah trying to teach us that these 5 something else not? Answers the Gemara, Lamuti Chamishas Asar. The halacha is, because as the Rishonim explained, every word in the Mishnah is there for a reason. So if the Mishnah wrote 5, it must be that the Mishnah is saying these 5 and something else not. That means there may be another carbon that we would think should be included in the rule of our Mishnah. And the Gemara is teaching us it's not included in that rule. What does the Mishnah mean to say with that? Chamish lemutimai, what does the Mishnah mean to teach us? Says the Gemara, lemuti chagigas chamish asa. As we've learned that on every yontif, we have to bring a karmah chagiga. It's called chagigas chamish asa because the first day of Sukkot and the first day of Pesach are 15 days in the month, and the halacha is it should l'chatchila be brought on the first day of Yontif, but if it's not brought on the first day of Yontif, as we learned, it could be brought during the rest of Yontif, And Shavuos, obviously, it's not brought on the 15th. And Shavuos, it's brought on the 6th of Sivan, which is the first day of Yontif. That's what the Mishnah's come to speak about. As the Rishonim say, we're not speaking about the Chagigas Abba Asar, the Chagiga that's brought along with Karm Pesach and Erev Pesach, which we spoke about previously in our Perek, because that goes without saying. The Mishnah said explicitly that that carbon is not brought Betumah. So it says the Gemara has come to teach us that the Chagigas Chamisha Asar is not brought Betumah. So Salkadat the Chamina, an argument could be made that Kivan, the carbon Sibin Hu, since it's a carbon Sibur, doesn't mean that the Tzibur pays for it. It's brought when all of Klal Yisrael is together. Because all of Klal Yisrael is together to be Oyla Regal on Yontif. So you have all of Klal Yisrael together. And there everybody brings their carbon Tzibur, their carbon Chagiga. So we would think that's a carbon Tzibur. It's in the category of a carbon Tzibur. The Kvil is man. And as we just explained, there's a specific time when it should be brought. Therefore, we would think the Titchei Tumah, the halacha should be that it's even brought B'tumah, Kamash Malon. So therefore, teaches us the Mishnah. The Kivan Deslei Teshlumah Kal Shiva, since you don't have to bring it on the first day, you should bring it on the first day, but if you didn't bring it, as we said, the first day, you could bring it during Yontif. Therefore, it's Loidach Yishabis. It's not Doich Shabbos. There's no reason to bring it on Shabbos of the first day Yontif or the day you want to bring it is Shabbos. And therefore, the Shabbos Leidachya, and just like it's not Doich Shabbos, Leidachya Tumah, it's not Doich Tumah as well. Ask the Gemara, V'nisne Nami, Sirei Regolim. On every Yontif, we bring Sirei Chattis and their carbon Tzibur and their Kavula Isman. They have a specific time. They have to be brought on Yontif. So that's why they brought Betumah. So why are they not mentioned in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Hatanalei Zichei Shal Mitzibur. Once we mention the Zichei Shal Mitzibur in our Mishnah brought Betumah, it's understood that all of these Kabbanas are brought Betumah. Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're going to learn. So then, listen, there's no reason to mention Siri Resh Chodesh. The Tana, we can make the same argument that the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, a carbon Tzibur that come at a certain time, and that's why they're Doicha Tuma. So too is the Halacha of Siri Resh Chodesh, that they're Kabbanat Tzibur, and they come at a certain time, at a specific time. Answers the Gemara, Amri. There's a specific reason why the Mishnah had to mention Siri Resh Chodashim. Because the Torah doesn't use the word Mayid by Kabban Resh Chodesh. And as Tosfos the very Maskil Salka explains, that even though in the Parsha of my Adam and Parsha's Pinchas, which we learn on Resh Chodesh actually, the Kabban, it says at the end of the parasha, Elu Tassel Hashem B'mayidechem, says Tosfos, that the Gemara says we could have explained that pasuk of Elu Tassel Hashem B'mayidechem is speaking about the Kabbonis that are mentioned on the Yom Tovim, regarding Yom Tovim, that are mentioned in that parasha. But we would not say that it comes to include Rosh Chodesh. Since the Torah doesn't use the word moid regarding Rosh Chodesh, therefore I would say that maybe it's not brought betumah. The Rosh Chodesh mikri moid. What he wants to teach us is that Rosh Chodesh is considered a yontif, and therefore since it's considered a yontif, it has the halachas of a carbon tzibur that's brought on yontif. Where do we find, says the Gemara, that Rosh Chodesh is called a Yontif? Kedabaya, Dama Baya, Tamas da Hashata Malia Meluya. The year that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Meraglim to check Eretz Yisrael, and we know that they came back with a terrible message, and Klal Yisrael that night cried and were upset. They wanted that night should fall on the night of Tisha B'Av. That Tisha B'Av is the day of the year, we know that is the day that all Tzoros began. And the Pasuk says, Karolei Moed, the Pasuk speaks about Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh was declared, they made Tisha B'Av, they made Tammuz that year into a month of 30 days, that's why it came out that Tisha B'Av, that this episode happened on Tisha B'Av. And the Pasuk that says that they extended the month of Tammuz to make Rosh Chodesh later, calls it Karlei Mayad Lishber Bechurai. So we see that it's Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayad. And as we understand, they sent the Meraglim 29 days in Sivan. If Tammuz is Molei, then we'll have 40 days on Tisha B'Av. We'll have 2 days of Sivan, because 29 days and 30 days of Sivan. Then we'll have 30 days of Tammuz, and then we'll have 8 days of Av, and then the ninth of Av, the night of ninth of Av, that's when they cried the Bechiyah Shel Chinam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atam Bechisim Bechiyah Shel Chinam, you cried this unwarranted Bechiyah, Ani Ekvalachem Yom Ze Bechiyah L'Doiris. And that was indeed the day that we know the two Batei Migdash were destroyed, as the Gemara teaches us in Daf Chav Tes, Amin Aleph, in Masechta Tainis. But what we've learned from our Gemara very clearly is that the halacha is that Rosh Chodesh is considered a yontif, and therefore there are many minhagim regarding Rosh Chodesh. One minig that's mentioned is that women have a minig not to do melacha. However, the Rishonim explain that it may be only if that's not their job. If somebody has a job, a woman has a job, she's allowed to do melacha. Furthermore, the Rishonim say that the minig is, and this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the minig is that on Rosh Chodesh, somebody should make a suda on Rosh Chodesh. That's the halacha in Siman Tuf Yotes. That on Yontif, Siv Aleph, mitzvah l'harbis b'suda b'Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, one should have additional suda. And the Mishnah Berurah says that hamedagdikim, people who are careful with the halacha, are makbid, that when Rosh Chodesh comes out during the weekday, they make one more type of food that they serve by the meals to cover Rosh Chodesh. And when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos we typically have big meals, the halacha is that they make one extra Michael. So from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that they didn't make a separate meal l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. They only made an extra meal. The Magen Avraham, however, seems to feel that in Rosh Chodesh, that is the way that they had a hecker, that today is Rosh Chodesh, that they knew today is Rosh Chodesh, because they made that extra meal. However, it seems that the Magen Avraham felt that the right thing to do is to make a special meal. The B'nai Soscha says that on Rosh Chodesh there's a specific point to wash and eat bread to show that it's Rosh Chodesh. And of course, the right thing is that you should be able to say Yale V'yavai. The Kav Chaim also says to eat on Rosh Chodesh, you should eat the same on the table where you eat the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif to show that the food that today is Rosh Chodesh, and eat foods that are Shabbos digger, Yontif digger foods. So we're now learning Lememra, the Kula Moyed also. So ask the Gemara, are we coming to say that all Kabbalah Tzivit are brought with Tumah because the Torah says the word Moyed, that they come in their proper time, even when Klai Yisrael Tuma? Ask the Gemara anonymously. So where do we know this halacha from, which is what the Mishnah is primarily teaching us? Answers the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us. The Pasuk says, Yidava Moshes Me'adei Hashem, Abnei Yisrael. And the question is, Ma Tamalaymi, what is this Pasuk teaching us? L'fish l'ilmadnu el tamid de Pesach. Till now we've only learned that the Karm Tamid and the Karm Pesach, Shenema B'me'adoi, that the carbon is brought on Shabbos, these carbonos are brought betumah. B'me'adoi, afil b'Shabbos. B'me'adoi, afil betumah. However, Shah Kabbonot Tzibim Menayin, how do we know that this halacha applies to all other carbonos? That's why Nemar, Elu Tassel Hashem B'me'adeichem. that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that they may be brought on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Menayin Lamabas, Omer Hakarv Im Arv Vakarv Imoy, that the carbon Omer that we described in the Mishnah and what's called along with it, what's brought along with it, the carbons that brought with the carbon Omer. Shtei Lechem Vakarv Imam, the Shtei Lechem that we discussed in the Mishnah and the Kabanis that are brought with them. How do we know that they're brought on Shabbos and Tumah? Tamaloimer. There's a specific time that these kabbanos are brought, even if it's Shabbos, even if they are betuma. Ask the Gemara. Why did the Torah have to teach it by all these specific kabbanos, this halacha? Why can't we just teach it by one carbon and we can learn all other kabbanos from that, as is the normal style? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. Dikas Rechmana Tamid, had the Torah only taught us halacha by Tamid, have been a Tamid, Shekain Tadir. The halacha applies by Tamid because the common Tamid comes every single day. And also, Kalo. The halacha is that the common Tamid is a carbon oila, which we know is completely burnt, L'shem Hashem. Ava Pesach, the carbon Pesach, Shaloi, that doesn't come every day, it only comes actually once a year. And as we discussed in our Mishnah, it's a carbon that's primarily eaten. So there we would say, loy, that it's not doicha Shabbos and not doicha Toma, kamash malon, that the Karim Pesach has the same halacha. Via kas rachmana Pesach, had the Torah only taught us this halacha by Karim Pesach, we would say, Pesach, Shu Anish Karis, as we spoke earlier, the Karim Pesach is the only is one of the only two mitzvahs that say that if one violates it, Pesach Amila, there's a Chiv Karis. That's why it's so strict, and it's Doicha Shabbos and Tuma. Aval Tomid, the Ein Anish Karis, that doesn't carry with it this punishment, Ein Maloy, it should not be Doicha Shabbos and Tuma, Kamash Malon. Continues Gemara, v'kasa hanatarti, if we would have known this halacha only by Pesach and Tamid, have a mina hanihu. By these two kabbanis, the halacha is the doicha tum and Shabbos. Yesh ben tzad chomer. They each have in them something that makes them particularly strong. Tamid shetadir v'kalo. Pesach shanish karis. Al v'shah kabbanat tzibur that don't carry with them these special points, Emeloi should not have this halacha. Kavas Rachmana, that's what the Torah had to say, Elo Tassel Hashem b'mayadeichem. Continues the Gemara, Vikas Rachmana b'mayadeichem. If the Torah would have said, Elo Tassel Hashem b'mayadeichem, we would only learn by the common Musaf that's brought on a Yontif, this halacha applies. Havamina, Shaka b'atzibur habayim l'chapir. Kabbanah Tzibur that come to affect a kapara, they are doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Avo, oim v'shtei lechem, dein boim l'chaper. The primary purpose of these kabbanahs is not to affect a kapara. The primary purpose of these kabbanahs is l'hatte ba'almananhu. They're here to take away the issur of chadosh. The chadosh may be eaten. We all may eat chadosh after the carbon oimer is brought on the second day of Pesach. And we all, and in the base of Migdosh, kabbanos may be brought from the Chodesh after the Shtei Lechem are brought on Shavuos. So we say that since their entire purpose is not to affect a kapara, they're only to affect that from now on we can use the Chodesh in the different places that we just mentioned. Therefore, we would think, loy, that they're not doicha Shabbos and Tuma, kamash malon, that they are. We would perhaps make a counter argument, and we would think that they're very strong kabbanis. They have the ability to the bain lahater that they allow us to be able to use chadosh. Aval hanach, other kabbanis tzibur loy don't have that strength. Kamash malan. So ask the Gemara. When we speak about this concept, that when Tumah, that given the circumstances that we have been discussing, the carbon may be brought even with Tumah, there's a fundamental question that needs to be analyzed. Is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur means that it's perfectly acceptable to bring the carbon B'tumah. Tumah D'choy B'tzibur means, yes, as we're learning, the halacha is that when the tzibur is tamei, we may bring the carbon b'tumah, but it's not something that we l'chatchila should be allowed to do. It's only something that we're allowed to do if we have no other option. What would be the main nafkamina? Do we have to try to bring the carbon b'tahara, even though the circumstances allow that the carbon could be brought b'tumah? If we, for example, let's say the kahanim of that Beis Av, we know that the Kohanim were divided by Mishmairis, and the Mishmairis were divided into Batei Av. Let's say the Kohanim of that Mishmer, the Kohanim of that base Av, are Tamei. What is the Halacha teach us? If we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, those Kohanim are Tamei, doesn't make a difference. They can be brought, they can be the ones to bring the carbon. If, however, we say Tumah D'choy B'tzibur, the Halacha is, if we could find a Kohen who's Tor, that's the coin that we should look for, and not bring it with a coin that's Tomei. Or, taking that even a step further, if we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, so the coin is Tomei, we could use him. If we say Tumah D'choy B'tzibur, we should try to find a coin who has a lower level Tumah than a higher level Tumah. Because again, Tumah D'choy B'tzibur is teaches us that we want to, we're doing this only b'dieved, and therefore, as much as we can avoid it, we should avoid it. So now the Gemara is saying, Savrua, when they learned this in yeshiva, they wanted to say, the Kul Alma, everybody agrees, that Tumah D'choy B'tzibur. The Tumah is really D'choyah. It's not something that's relied on L'chatchila, it's something that's relied on when we have no other choice. And if that's the case, then the halacha is uboy tzitz l'ratzis. The kohen gadol wore a tzitz. It was a gold plate that was on his forehead, and it had on it the words kodesh l'Hashem. And the pasuk in describing the tzitz says v'hoya al metzach Aaron. The tzitz should be on the forehead of Aaron. V'nos Aaron as avoyin hakodeshim, and Aaron will be mechaper with the wearing of the tzitz, as avon hakotchim ashegdishim bnei Yisrael l'chol milchus kotcheim v'haya amitzchah tamed lehem l'rotzon lehem l'fnei Hashem. The tzitz is mechaper avon hakotchim, and therefore, since if we're going to learn tamed d'choy b'tzibur, the halacha is that we're really not happy, or it's not l'chatchila to rely on tamed b'tzibur. And what helps us be able to rely it, that is the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. And since the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, that helps us be allowed to bring the carbon, even though it's a situation of tumah. Says the Gemara, the lakad tana d'sham le d'amar, because why are we saying tumah d'choy b'tzibur? Says the Gemara, because there is no tana that we find in Shas that holds that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. The only Tana that holds that way is Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana, as we learned in a Braisa, Tzitz, Bein Sheyeshna Al Mitzchah, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, or Bein She'en Al Mitzchah, whether he's not wearing it, Meratza. It has the power of accomplishing the Kapara on the carbon that became Tomei. Divrei Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says, Oidei Al Mitzchah, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, Meratza, it has that ability. However, ein idei al mitzchah, if it's not on his forehead, ein meratza. Amalei Reb Shimon. So Shimon proves his point. Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur mikhiach. I bring you a rye from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We know that the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol, when he did the avodah on Yom Kippur, doesn't wear all eight begodim that are the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. He only wears the big day loving. Because as the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavova Manalev teaches us, Ein Kategen Nasis Anega. We do the Avodah on Yom Kippur to be a Kapara on our Averis, to be a Kapara on the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, which was made from gold, it's inappropriate that the Kohen Gadol should wear Big Day Zav when he's trying to bring a Kapara. So that So obviously, when he did the avoid on Yom Kippur, did not wear the tzitz. As we just said, the tzitz was made out of gold. Ein al mitzchot. The tzitz is not on his forehead on Yom Kippur. And still, meratza. The halacha is that any carbon that comes at a specific time, as we just learned in the Mishnah, is brought, and it's a carbon tzibur, is brought betumah. So certainly the kabbonis that are brought on Yom Kippur feel these conditions, that it's carbon tzibur and it's manam kavua. And still, the tzitz is effective. Why, and still, they could be brought betumah. Why could they be brought betumah? Because the tzitz makes it work. So we see that the tzitz is effective, says Rav Shimon, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the, even though the Kohen is not wearing the tzitz is effective anyway. Amaloi, to which Rav Yehuda responds to Rav Shimon, Hanach li Yom Kippurim, you can't bring a raya from what you're saying, because Yom Kippur is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and therefore, since it's Hutra B'tzibur, we don't need the tzitz to help affect the kapara. Mechlal, Rav Shimon, who disagrees with Rav Yehuda, obviously is of the opinion that Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur, the Tumah is only D'chuyah B'tzibur, and we do need the tzitz. And therefore, since we need the tzitz, that's why it's a proof that Rav Shimon holds Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. Our Gemara is saying that's the halacha that everybody holds besides Rabbi Yehuda. So I saw that the reason that they say so is because Rabbi Yehuda, even though when we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but here Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Shimon. So we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agreeing. It's presumably, says the Gemara, that's the halacha that Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. So our Gemara just quoted the machlokes that, does the tzitz work only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it? Or the halacha is that it works under all circumstances. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias HaMikdash, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, paskened like Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that ein tzitz meratza, the tzitz doesn't have the power to affect the kapara only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. The question is, does the Kohen Gadol have to be wearing all of the begadim, all the big dekona, for the tzitz to work? Or if he's just wearing the tzitz alone, that doesn't work? So the Sefer Sheva Kohen brings a raya that the Kohen says that the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing all Shemayna begadim in order for the tzitz to be effective. He says it's actually explicit Yerushalmi. And he explains, and based on this Yerushalmi, the Dvar Avram says a beautiful vart. The halach is that the avnate, the belt that was worn by the Kohanim as the big dekuna, was shatnas. And therefore the halach is that the Kohanim were only allowed to wear the avnate while they were doing the avoida, but not any other time. But the Kohen Gadol, we don't find that the halacha should be, he has to remove the avnate. Why? So it explains the Dvar Avram, very geschmack. He says, because the Kohen Gadol always had to wear the tzitz. And since the Kohen Gadol always had to wear the tzitz, and we're also saying now that the tzitz is only effective when the Kohen Gadol is wearing all Shemayna Begadim. So even when he's not actually doing the avoida, he should be wearing the avnate in order that it should be effective. However, the Ratvaz does say that even though, as long according to Yehuda, as long as the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, it's meratza. It still has to be as long as he's in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if he's not actually in the Beis HaMikdash, then the tzitz, even if he's wearing all Shemayna Begadim and wearing the tzitz, the halacha will be that the tzitz will not have the ability to be meratza. Says the Gemara, however, the Kula Alma, everybody's agreeable that even though we're learning now the power of the tzitz, the halacha is, says the Gemara, that everybody agrees, they not tzitz meratza alachilas. the part of the carbon that is eaten, that the tzitz is not effective for. The tzitz is only effective for the part of the carbon that's brought on the mizbeach, the dam that we put on the mizbeach, and the kaimitz of a carbon mincha that's put on the mizbeach. That's what the tzitz is effective for. The Lekatana de Shamatle says the Gemara, there is no Tana that is of the opinion. The Amma tzitz meratza al achilas, the tzitz could be effective even for the part that we eat. Ella Rebbe Elazar, the only one that will hold that way is Rebbe Elazar. The Tanya, indeed, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Elazar, Oima tzitz meratza al achilas, the tzitz is effective even on the part of the carbon that we eat. Rebbe Yossi Oimer, Eina tzitz meratza al achilas, the tzitz is not effective for that. Says the Gemara, that since they assumed the tumah d'chui b'tzibur, and the only reason we could bring a carbon b'tumah is because we have the tzitz, and we also have the opinion that the tzitz doesn't affect, can't help for the part of the carbon you eat, name masnisin the loiker b'shua. So our Mishnah seems not to be following the opinion of Yeshua. Because as we're going to learn, the opinion of Yeshua is, im ein basar, ein dam. If there's no meat available from the Karm Pesach, we can't do Zrikas Adam. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, Vasisa Lasecho, Habosov Adam, Reb Shua Omer, from here we learn, im ein dam. If we weren't able to do Zrikas Adam, let's say the dam got lost or whatever, ein basar, then we can't bring the carbon, we can't eat the carbon. Im ein basar, and if there's no basar of the carbon left that could be brought or eaten, ein dam, we don't do Zrikas Adam. Because the entire purpose of the Zrikas Adam is to be matter the basar. But if there's no basar, then there's no point in the Zrikas Adam. Rebbe Elazar disagrees, and he says, "Dam av b'shem basar, we could do Zrikas Adam even if there's no meat available. Shenemar v'dam zvachecha yishafech. I, as the Gemara, or Mani Mikayim, what will he say with the Pasuk that Yeshua used of Asisa Lesecha Bos Vadom? Loim Lecha to teach us, Ma Dam Bezrika, the loch is that the way the dam is put on the Mizbeach is with Zrikas Adam. Af Boser, the way the Boser is placed on the Mizbeach, it should be Bezrika. Have a Oimer, Lul Cotton, there was a small crack, Bein HaKeves, between the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach, that you had to make sure that when you threw the meat on the Mizbeach, the meat didn't fall into that crack. And therefore, the way to do it is by throwing it. Both are put on the Mizbeach by only through Zrika. That's what we learned from this. That's what we learn from the pasuk. Rav Shua Nami, but ask the Gemara, what's Rav Shua going to do? V'ksiv adam zvachecha yishafech. That seems that all we need is to have dam in order to be able to do zrikas adam. Amloch haksibe, doesn't that pasuk say v'abasa toichel? So we see even that pasuk indicates that you have to have basar in order to be able to do zrikas adam. Ask the Gemara, v'ani trei. So now we have two psukim that teaching us, according to Rabbi Shua, the same halacha. Im ein basar, ein dam. Answers the Gemara, chad ba'oila. One pasuk is talking regarding carbon oila, as the pasuk says, v'asiso oila secha abas v'adam. V'chad is talking about shlomim, as the pasuk says, v'dam zvachecha yishafech, and then the pasuk says, v'abasar ta'oichel. And zvachecha always means carbon shlomim. So why do we need a pasuk both by carbon oila and both by carbon shlomim? Says the Rebbe Tzricha. Dikas rechamana ba'oila, if the Torah, who would have taught us this halacha only by carbon oila, hava mina oila hi dechmira. By oila wa machmer shekein kolol. As we said earlier, the carbon oila is burnt entirely. That's where the halacha will be, that if there's no basar, there's no dam. Ava shlomim delo chamiri, that are not that strict. The halacha is that the owners of the carbon shlomim eat from the carbon shlomim. Eimeloi, there we don't have this halacha. V'ikas rachman v'shlomim, we make an argument the other way. Havamina ad rabba, this b'shtei achilas. By the carbon shlomim, the mizbeach gets its share, and the owners get their share. And therefore, we have to have meat available for them. And if there's no meat available for them, then we can't do the Zrikas Adam. If the owners won't get their shear, the Mizbeach won't get its shear. Ava oila de les beishtei achilis, ema shaloi, that the halacha is that as long as you have dam that you can do Zrikas Adam with, that is enough. Kamash Malon, that by both kabbonis this halacha applies. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Nami, but Rabbi Elazar, doesn't the pasuk indeed say habasa teichel? So isn't that a raya that it main basar ain dam? Answers Rabbi Elazar, Amalach Ahumi Boilei. We need that pasuk to teach us she'ena basa mut machila achi zarek adam, that you can't partake of the meat until there was rikas adam. Ask the Gemara if that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Ihachi emekula la daasa. That's the entire point of the pasuk, and the question is dam afbish ein basar. How do we know that pasuk is close to coming to teach us that even if there's no basar, where will we know that halacha? Amalach says Rabbi Elazar, if that's all the pasuk is coming to teach us, that we may not partake of the meat of the kamin shlomim before the zrikas dam, im kein nichter rachmana habasa teichel. The Torah should have said a basa teichel. V'hadar v'dam zvachecha yeshafech k'riksiv bereisha. As indeed, that is the order of the pasuk that says v'sisa l'secha habasa v'dam. Maishno, why did the Torah first say dvam zvachecha and then a basa teichel? The order in which it's written is there for a reason, especially when it's not the order that's been followed till now. Shema mina, to come to teach us, dam af bi she'ein basar. Shema mina, and we also learn, she'ein basar mut b'achila shizorek adam, that we can learn both halachas, that dam could be, you could do zrikas adam, even though you don't have basar, and that the other halacha that we learned is that you could, that you can't eat from the meat until there was zrikas adam. Rabbi Yeshua asked the Gemara, this halacha that we just learned, Shein Abasa Mutu Bachila Chiyazur Kadam, how does Rabbi Yeshua know it? He says, he learns it from Kavachaymer. We learn it from Kavachaymer. Oma Emurim, the Chilesnu, when the Allah is, that no Emurim, Loima Akvi, they doesn't prevent us from eating the Basar carbon, Ki Isnu, but if the Emurim are there, the Allah is, Miakvi, we may not eat from the Basar until we do Haktaras Hadam. That we learn from the pasuk, v'hikta akoyin asachel mizbecha, v'hoya chazer la'aron labonov. Only first must the haktara take place, and only after the haktara takes place, that's when you're allowed to eat from the meat. Dam, where the halacha is kilesne, if there's no dam with which to do zriks adam, makiv, the entire carbon becomes disqualified, ki'isa, when it is there, lekoshke and the me'akiv, that certainly you can't eat from the meat until you did zrikas adam. Rabbi Elazar, so why did Rabbi Elazar need a pasuk? If, as the Gemara just said, we could have learned it from a kav chaymer. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar holds misal dasim kav chaymer, tarf v'kosel akra. Sometimes the pasuk goes out of the way to say something that we could have gotten there logically. Rabbi Shua, and how does Rabbi Shua respond? Rabbi Shua says, yes, we could have learned it from, Rabbi Shua says, we could have learned, since we could have learned it from Kal v'chomer, it's preferable to use the pasuk to teach us something else that, and not use it for something that we could understand through a Kal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, Hashta, now that we've analyzed this machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, suggest the Gemara, Lema masnisin like Rabbi Shua. Our Mishnah should maybe not be able to follow the opinion of Rabbi Shua. The Kivan D'Amma, the Rabbi Shua's opinion is that you have to have Bina Tarti, you have to bring, have Basar V'dam, V'tzitz, and we also learned, bringing together many halachas that we've learned in today's shir, V'tzitz Achilas L'Meratza, the tzitz doesn't help on the food part of the carbon, only on the dam and on the kamatzim. Heichi Asa B'Tumma, how can we bring a carbon B'Tumma? If the Basar becomes Tomei, and the tzitz can't help us for the basar that came tomei, so that means that there is no basar. If there is no basar, then we can't do zrikas adam according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So how can we bring carbon betoma according to Rabbi Yeshua? Answers the Gemara Filtem Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah Kafal opinion Rabbi Yeshua. El Kosov Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds hatzitz amaratza doesn't only affect the dam and the kamatzim al oilim. It affects affects the Amram as well. So if it affects the Amram, so now we have Basar, and that's why we could do Zrikas Adam, and that's why the Mishnah's din is understandable. Ask the Gemara, Hotenes Zvachim, so this answer would be understandable by Kabbonis. Deka Oilim, that the Amram that are brought in the Mizbeach, according to Rishua, the Tzitz affects, it helps, that even though they're Tomei, and now we could understand why we could then do Zrikas Adam according to Rishua. But ask the Gemara, Eloi Mishdem Elachim, the Leka Oilim, there is no Amram, Ma'ikalim Amram, answers the Gemara, Amram, Amri, they answered the yeshiva. When did Rabbi Shua say that you need boss of Adam? He only said that by Zvachim, animals. However, this entire halacha was not said by Menachos. Ask the Gemara, is that true? By Menachos Loyomer, Rabbi Shua didn't say this halacha by Menachos. But Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah Masechta Menachos teach us, Nit Meshireha, if the rest of the Karban Mincha, besides the Shirayim, became Tamei, or of the Shireha, the shrine of the, which is the rest of the mincha, which is eaten by the Kohanim, got lost. Kamidas Reb Lezer, according to Reb Lezer, who says that we could do Zrikas Adam, even though we don't have Basar, then the carbon will be kosher, and you could burn the koimitz, and the carbon mincha will be kosher. And Kamidas Reb Yeshua, that says, ain't Basar, ain't Dam, he will also hold that if there no shrine, the psula, you can't do the burning of the kamitza. Answers the Gemara, the way to understand Kamidas Reb Yeshua Psula is Kamidas V'loi Kamidas. It's somewhat like what he meant, but not completely. Kamidas Reb Yeshua to be in entirety. Reb Yeshua indeed holds you have to have Basar in order to do Zrik Saddam. V'loi Kamidas Reb Yeshua. Deal Reb Yeshua B'Zvachim Omar that you have to be both. You have to have both. B'Menachas Loi Omar, you didn't say that by Karban Mincha. V'lo Hai Tanasavar V'afil B'Menachas. In other words, it's a machloikis what Reb Yeshua says by Karban Mincha. If does Rabbi Shua have the same halacha by Karban Mincha as he has by regal Kabbonis? The Tana in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos says he does. Our Tana will hold that he does not. Who says, ask the Gemara, Manu, Hai Tana the Koykova say. So now we have a Tana that takes his opinion, Umach Mitfemine, and expands it. And says we don't only say this by, we don't take his opinion only by animal Kabbonis, but we do it by Menachos as well. Void, asked the Gemara, I'll prove to you that according to Yeshua, there is no place to differentiate between animal kabbonis and minchas. Tanya Amar B'Yosei, Ryan is the Rebbe Lezer by Menachos Zvachim. I agree with Rebbe Lezer by Menachos Zvachim, and I agree with Rebbe Yeshua by Zvachim and Menachos. And the Gemara explains, that you could do Zrikas Adam even though there is no meat, Rabbi Shua says that if there's no meat, dam, you can't do zrikas. Ain't basar, ain't dam. You can burn the koimitz even though there are no shrayim. And I agree, Rabbi Shua menachas shayomer im ain't koimitz ain't shrayim, and ain't shrayim ain't koimitz. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yossi taught us that Rabbi Shua says his opinion even by karban minchas. Elo, ksav Rabbi Shua. It must be the Rabbi Shua's of the opinion that the mitzitz meratza ala oilin on anything that's put on the mizbeach v'alachilus on the part that's eaten. Even and therefore, if the basar became tamei or the shrayim of the karban mincha became tamei, the tzitz will affect it and make it like it's tar, and I'll be able to do the burning of the koimitz. I'll be able to do the zrika. Ihachi, so says the Gemara. Kamidas Rabbi Shua, why does it say in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos that if the mincha got tamei or burnt or lost, Kamidas Rabbi Shua, if the shrine got lost, according to Rabbi Shua, I won't be able to burn the koimitz. Why, if they became tamei, the tzitz should work? Says the Gemara, it was only said at Ovid Vesarov. The tzitz can help when it got tamei. The tzitz cannot help when it got burnt or lost. Ella Nitma. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah that said there that if the shrine got tamei, you can't burn the koimitz. Laman Ketani, who according to who is that following? Rebbe Lezer to teach us that Rebbe Lezer the could bring the koimitz pshita. Hashti Yeshloimer, if Rebbe Lezer holds that by Ovid Vesarif, that if the shrine were lost or burnt, the less knew that they're entirely not here. Machsher Rebbe Lezer holds that you could still burn the koimitz. Nitma. So certainly if they just became Tamei, the Issa that they're physically here, mi boy, el pshita, the Mishnah must be following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And Tani, we're learning that it's possible. The Tanya, and the Gemara brings a raya to that, is the opinion of Yeshua. Voi Tanya, Yeshua, I'm a kala zvach shem taira, or kabonis, bein shenitma basa, whether the basa got burnt, or chelev kayim, or bein shenitma chelev, or basa kayim, the loch is zayuk sadam. Avnit to tavayu, and both became tamei loy. We can't do zrik sadam, and we don't, and we can't rely on the tzitz. Why? Because amakasavar. It's obvious that Rabbi Shua's opinion is the ainat tzitz meratza al oilam al achilas, and therefore we have no basar, and we have no basar. We can't do zrik sadam. Rabbi Shua's shita, ella Rabbi Shua himas nisin. Our mishnah could follow Rabbi Shua v'loy kasha. Kalach atchil kan d'yavid. Kiam Rabbi Shua, when did Rabbi Shua say that we can't do Zrikas Adam, we don't want Basar, L'chatchila? D'le'evid, but b'di'evid, he'll be maskim, he'll be agreeable, that if you did Zrikas Adam, even though the Basar is Tameh, it's fine. Ask the Gemara, or Menot Hemra, from where do we find the Shonalei, that Rabbi Shua differentiates, Ben L'chatchila D'yevid, the Tanya, Nitma Abasar, the Brisa says, Nitma Abasar Nifsal, or Shiyotza Chutz L'Kloyim, so the Basar became disqualified. So Rabbi Lezer, following his opinion, holds, Yizorik, we can still do Zrikas Adam. Yeshua, I'm a lo Yizorik. But, says the Brisa, Maider Yeshua, Shem Zorak Hurtza. Ask the Gemara, it's difficult to assume that Yeshua was only speaking L'chatchila. Chada, the psula, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos says, "Kamidus Rabbi Yeshua psula." That if something happens to the shrayim, that it's posel, which seems to teach us the Evid Mashma, that even by the Evid it's posel. Void our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Chamisha dvarim boin," that you could lechatchila bring the carbon betumah. But the way we're learning now, for our Mishnah to be able to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, it has to be only by the Evid. Ella. The way to answer this question is kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. By a carbon yochid, Rabbi Yeshua says that even b'di'evid, em ein basar, ein dam, if you have no basar because it got tamei or lost or burnt, the halacha is that you can't do zrikas adam. But our Mishnah is talking about a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur, Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold tumah hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, I don't need ritzui tzitz, and tumah hutra b'tzibur, and therefore the basar is considered tahar, and therefore I could do zrikas adam, even though the basar is tamei, because I say tumah hutra b'tzibur.